everybody. It's Mark Steiner right here on The Mark Steiner Show. Didn't go anywhere. On your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA, 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. Once again, my good friend Chauncey Whitehead is in the house, fitness trainer, activist, president of CDW Health and Wellness. Good to see you, Chauncey.
Oh, good to see you too, Mark. Hello, everybody.
And he brought with him a Rodney Elliott Sr. Now, many of you from Be More will remember that name. He was one of the standouts at Dunbar High back in the 90s. Went on to become one of the standouts at the University of Maryland when he was playing ball there. Played in four consecutive NCAA tournaments and was named Maryland's Men's Basketball Player of the Year in 1998. Both of them are here to talk about, and welcome to the show.
Oh, man, thank you. Mark, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
And they're here for Me and Pops, which will take place this Saturday at the University of Maryland Baltimore U Rec Fitness Center. And we're about to learn what that is, so good to have you on the studio.
Oh, good to be here.
Definitely great to be here.
So, Chauncey, why don't you jump off first and tell us what this event is about? Let's start there.
Well, first of all, Mark, you know that I love the community, and I try to bring community partners together to work on the health and wellness in the community. At the University of Maryland, I'm the fitness advisor for the University Patients Program. And so Rodney and Giselle, they've come up with this great event for the weekend to try to bring men to talk about health and wellness and different issues.
Who's Rodney and Giselle?
Rodney Elliott.
This Rodney Elliott.
This Rodney Elliott. This Rodney Elliott. So I'm gonna pass the ball from the little point guard to the big man here and let him tell the audience why everybody's here, since I don't have a jump shot.
And he'd snuff you anyway.
Oh, yeah, he would.
So anyway.
Well, again, yeah, thank you guys for having me. Before I start, this is probably the first time doing any interviews or anything like that where I've been mistaken for my son, so.
When I first you were coming, I thought you were your son.
Exactly.
He was a standout at UMBC.
Yes, he is. And that's, I'm flattered by that, not at all. But yes, Me and Pops, it's actually a community engagement event. Myself, I partnered with the Patients Program recently, and we've talked with Giselle and Dr. Mullins and the team over there. One of the things we wanted to do to continue to keep the community healthy was get together with a bunch of 11 to 18-year-olds and their father, their caregiver, their uncle, their coach, whoever the male positive role figure role model is in their life for a one-day seminar. It's going to be an awesome seminar. It's this Saturday, the 24th, at the UREC Center, like you said, at the University of Maryland. We're going to have a vision workshop. We're going to have a lot of speakers there from the city.
What's a vision workshop?
A vision workshop is a segment of the seminar where we're going to separate the young kids and the adults, the fathers, and actually have them put together a vision board. Everybody, I'm sure, knows what a vision board is, like your next 3 years.
What is a vision board?
Vision board is something that we're going to put together that we thought that it would be a good opportunity for the kids to sit around with other like-minded kids and some of the professionals that are going to be there and help them put together a vision, an idea for where they see themselves in the upcoming future as it pertains to school, as it pertains to their professional life, as it pertains to their social life, family life, and literally put pieces together. Old school, take a magazine, we got the clippings put out, put it together, and discuss it, and vice versa for the adults. Have them do that for their sons and see where they fit in their life. All in an effort to have a debate, to have a dialogue, to have a conversation about what's going on, in their lives. This has been a challenging event because there are so many things we got to do to make it go off, to make it, you know, become a success. But we've been working really hard at it, and the vision board part was an idea I thought because I've been a coach for about 7 years now after retiring from playing basketball. And
where do you coach?
I coach at Mount Zion Prep.
And Mount Zion Prep is
a prep school
that goes in between high school and college,
yep,
right?
Then right in between high school and college.
Right, right.
And we deal with kids that are trying to get at Division I, Division II scholarship, but also we help them mature academically and athletically. This is our fifth year going. So far we've got over 20, 23 kids. We've helped them, I should say, attain a Division I, Division II scholarship. But along the way, outside of the basketball court, we spend so much time with the guys that we talk about all these issues that are going on in young teens' lives now. We're talking about from healthy eating, talking about from knowing what healthy is as far as working out, talking about problem solving, communication skills, setting goals, giving them different keys to success. And when this idea came up, or what made me want to bring the idea to me and Pops, it kind of took the basketball out of it. Those kids, I had the opportunity to go to school for free and get a college education. Basketball's taken me all over the world. I'm definitely totally blessed for that.
Because you played in international leagues, right?
Yes, I played in, I've had an over decade long year career in Europe. But without that, honestly, I really could not tell you where I would have landed or what my path would have been. The kids that we are getting or we're anticipating getting here are possibly more of those kids that, you know, maybe need a little bit of direction, a little bit of guidance, a little bit of assistance in figuring out what path they want to go down. The climate in today's America is really tough, mainly for the young African-American male, but this is not an event that's totally geared towards African-American men, but young men. But
most people participate probably young black kids.
Most people probably will be young black kids.
Their fathers, exactly. Uncles, whoever, right.
Exactly. And, you know, this would be a piece of me, a small piece that I can think that I can create to, again, start the conversation, start the dialogue. And it needs to start at home. And what better linear relationship, positive relationship, closest relationship, nuclear relationship than your father and son.
Exactly.
So how did you all two hook up, Chauncey?
Well, I'm the fitness piece of the University of Maryland Patients Program. And Dr. Molin and Giselle felt that what better way to work and engage the young people in the community, and not just the young people, but the community, if you put the fitness piece together with the basketball piece and a pillar in the community like Rodney. So he and I will work together to try to tag team some of these young people from the coach perspective and from a fitness perspective. There's a lot of things like he talked about, you know, nutrition, movement, stretching, flexibility, and a kind of a off-bar conversation we had about understanding and listening and discipline and following coaches' instructions and following instructions of adults. So I think you can't have it any better in this city when you have Rodney and myself tag-teaming the community to try to get them healthier, young men and older men, and just the community in general. So it's a win-win situation, and we thank the University of Maryland School of Pharmacy Patients Program for bringing Rodney and I together to work in the community.
So, and what will the day be like? I mean, so I see you've got a lot of people who are there's dentists, there's the people who's a minister. Oh, Franklin Lance from Mount Lebanon.
Yes, Pastor Lance is very important, instrumental to the University of Maryland Patients Program, and some of the things that he's doing over in the Druid Hill Quarter, Mondawmin Quarter, is amazing.
His church is over by Druid Hill Park.
Yes, it's right across from Druid Hill Park. And
I know, by
working hand in hand with Pastor Lance last year, I told you I attended where they brought the BSO right after the unrest. It was
at his church
that the BSO came into the community. So it's individuals like Pastor Lance that are doing great things in the community and trying to bring community partners together. And I'm just proud to be one of the partners doing what I do, as people know me as the fitness activist. And Ryan was talking about young boys of color in particular. You know, anywhere I have an opportunity to show up to help them in any capacity, you know, I'm there. So like I told you, I'm Rodney's point guard, probably 13th man on the bench, but I'm here to throw him some assists whenever he needs it.
Yeah, for sure.
So the day will not be all...
Yes, the day will not be all basketball. The day will not be all speakers. The day will be, again, like I said, engagement from all aspects. As you can see, some of the speakers we have here coming are Rod Stokes, a really good friend of mine, but he's the CEO of the Regeneration Project. That's a nonprofit organization that actually helps mentor mentees that literally go out into the families, the schools, and the communities to help and assist young kids who may need assistance, like I said, along the way of life.
Right.
He'll be there. A good friend of mine I went to school with, she's a friend. She's an author, Crystal Berger. She works at Fox News up in New York. She'll come down and shed a little light on having a purpose-driven life. You know, to kind of go back a little bit, and I always refer back to my history or my city where I come from and the things that I came across and who helped me coming up. Recreation centers helped me. A shout out to my mom and dad for sure, without a shadow of a doubt. But coaches helped me. counselors, teachers helped me. But they instilled in me the confidence to go out and, you know, ask help for these resources or even just learn how to communicate. When coaching and dealing with mentoring kids, I come across kids that do not know how to communicate. You know, they do not know how to talk to each other, not know how to ask for help. Mm-hmm. They don't know how to, again, not all, but just
mm-hmm. No, yeah. But,
understand,
but just,
right?
Just as far yep. as a, if I want to just kind of throw people in a big circle, so to speak, this event will kind of bring light to that. And eventually, the reason why I wanted to have it over the day is because hopefully throughout the day, kids and fathers and caregivers, they'll learn to open up a little bit and be able to share and be able to listen. And then even after the event, we'll have resources set up where they can come back and we'll stay in contact with them to help them if they have any questions. And that's where the patients program come into play. They're going to have a lot of different resources from their school coming in. Again, letting people know in the community that there is help out there. You know, you don't have to bother it all in and keep it all in.
So one of the things, you said a couple of things here. And I just have to reflect on a minute, just given what you all are going to do this coming Saturday. At this Me and Pops event. You said earlier on that when we were talking, Rodney, about, you said it was harder now on young people than you remember coming up for yourself in Baltimore. Now, you grew up on the east side, I take it, right?
Born and raised.
Right, because you went to Dunbar. Most people went to Dunbar, came from the east side. So, and the east side's always been hardworking people in a tough spot. Tough place. You know, when you say it's harder now, describe what you mean. Because, what do you mean by saying you think it's harder now than it was even in the 90s when you were in high school?
One of the reasons I say it's hard is because of the different and the numerous distractions that kids have now. Nowadays, with social media, with crime or danger, literally, right outside their door, being raised by young adults or sometimes elderly grandparents, you don't have an opportunity to get that consistent structure. When I say structure, I'm kind of leaning towards, I talked to a buddy of mine again who gave me this information, made me just kind of think a little bit more. Safety, you know. My mom was, the neighborhood was a safe neighborhood when I came up.
Where'd you grow up? What part of town were you?
Perkins doing? Projects.
Perkins
yeah,
Homes.
Perkins Homes. Yeah. And then I moved to Somerset during my high school
years. Oh, Somerset,
years,
yeah. The low rises.
Dunbar, the low rises right there across the street directly from Dunbar.
Right.
It was dangerous. It was tough, but the community itself kind of took a hold of you and wrapped their arms around you and made you feel like, you know what, you're safe. And if not, these are the tools that you need to get and activate outside the world. These kids aren't equipped to deal with what's going on out in the world, society. They don't know how to deal with anger and frustration and disappointment. Again, I say they. I don't mean everybody. I don't mean them all. But
no, but it's real.
It's real. And like, you know, when I was faced with making a decision coming up, they'd make all good ones. I had enough knowledge from my mom, my dad, my coach, my counselor, I had enough knowledge to know that this is what's going to happen if you choose this road, this is what's going to happen if you choose that road. And at the end of the day, when I choose the wrong road or the not-so-successful road, my mom and dad always came back and talked to me, said, okay, well, they weren't afraid to say I told you so. But they also patted me on my back and showed me and guided me, you know, as my life went on and as the challenges.
What did they do? I'm just curious.
My mom was a no-nonsense, plain and simple. That's how I put it. She was no-nonsense.
No-nonsense coach.
It was straight. No-nonsense coach. It was straight to the point. I was a latchkey kid when I was coming up. I'm not sure you got to meet with the terminology.
Oh, yes, oh, yes.
Because your parents worked.
You know, my mom and dad worked. My dad drove a truck all his life, and my mom was a nurse. So in the morning, I would wake up and literally either catch my mom just leaving out of the house or she was already gone. And I had my rules. Get up, eat your breakfast, make sure all the TV's turned off, the door's locked. When I come home from school, she still was at work or went to the second job. My dad wasn't in there yet. Come do your homework, eat your little snack, take off your school clothes, go outside, get your little playtime in. When you come back in, I'll probably have an hour for you, an hour and a half, to talk about what's going on in school, help with homework, sign papers, or mom, I got
this. But it wasn't a lot of time for foolishness.
Wasn't a lot of time for foolishness. And that went on over and over and over again, you know, every day, 5 days a week. And it gave me that safety, gave me that structure, gave me that discipline. But also, if she knew, if I was out there in the world and outside getting into trouble or in school not doing what I had to do, she took things away from me that were valuable to me, which were sports, which were my, you know, outside recess time. I love going out in my neighborhood. I love playing outside of my neighborhood. It was safe. I knew where to go, where not to go. I knew what to look out for. I had my head on a swivel. I understood what the community was about, you know, so I was equipped with that. And my dad, at the end of the day, he was no nonsense as well, but he was the hammer, I would say, so to speak. If it got to him, then there wasn't no more talking to him. Like, it was like, dude, like, you ain't listening. It was the hammer. I got a funny story I tell people all the time. My dad drove for Monumental Paper. Monumental Paper was a paper company back then in West Baltimore, and they sold paper products. So he would somehow find out and have his little side hustle was selling toilet paper. So we have cases of toilet paper in the house, literally in the living room, everywhere. I had to maneuver kind of.
Somebody once told me, my friend said to me that when you grew up in a community, you had your job and your hustle.
Everybody.
Your job and your hustle. And that was the hustle. And she called me downstairs for breakfast one Saturday morning. I did something that during the week. I don't know what it was. Maybe she got a call from the school or something. I don't know what it was. But I did something, and I kind of had thought it was kind of under the rug because, like I said, my dad worked long hours, and I may have saw him going in passing. But Saturday was like a big thing. Get up in the morning, eat breakfast, watch cartoons, whatever, run out family errands. And I was coming downstairs, and to get to the kitchen was a space where he stacked his toilet paper, and he was hidden behind the boxes. And as soon as I walked and came around the boxes, boom, right to the gut. Fell to the ground like a stack of bricks, like a sack of potatoes. It was just, it took all the wind out of me. And I was like, what's going on? And then it finally took. Okay, she told him what happened. And my breakfast was, I ate, but I was getting chastised by both of them. But I tell you one thing for sure, two things for certain. I never forgot that, and then I understood why it happened. Now, that's maybe not traditional for every family.
Got it.
But at the end of the day, what it taught me was, you know what? They knew how hard it was to operate in the world. And they didn't care about anything but making sure I did everything that I was supposed to do. And not being a class clown in school and not doing what I needed to do in school was not going to be tolerated. And it took me one and a half times to understand that, which allowed me to, you know, separate myself from the different type of people, the crowds in school. And that eventually led to me being around positive people or focused people, like-minded people, going in another direction, which is similar to what some of the things I possibly want to get to through to these kids.
I totally understand that, Rodney, because my dad was the same way. No matter how busy my father were, there was somehow, some way they let us know when we weren't doing right.
Yep.
And just like with these kids that we're going to be working with at the event, no matter how busy or how long our days get, we want to let them know that we're aware that they have this world that they have to navigate, and we want to help them. Because sometimes they feel individuals like a Rodney or like myself, well, we see you doing this. You're too busy. You can't come to the community. You're not going to help. But just like your dad, hey, you may not have saw me every day, but when it was time to gut check you, I was there. And we want to let the community and the kids know when it's time to help you, we are there. We can find the time. And one of the other things is that if you're having transportation problems, it's light rail accessible. You can get off at the Lexington Market light rail stop and walk over. Or you could catch one of the buses and get off right downtown at the university medical system and walk over, because sometimes we tend to forget about transportation can be an issue certain events like this.
Right.
This is very easily accessible to the community.
So, I mean, this sounds like a pretty intense day, but not tense heavy like foreboding, but like a lot's going to be going on.
The message is real.
Yeah.
The message and the intent is real. We have an itinerary, but just like any event you put on, the itinerary may waver a minute or two, or a segment may be switched around. But one thing I want to get is that engagement between the kids, the fathers, and also the professionals, not professionals, but the speakers and guests who are going to be there.
So can people still come?
Yes.
You got room?
Yes. Oh, yes.
We got room. They can come. We have a phone number you can call. We have an email address. When you're ready, I can go ahead and share it over the line or
Yeah, I mean, let's do that now. We'll do it again before we end. But why don't you tell them right now?
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking here, by the way, the voices you hear, Rodney Elliott Sr. Rodney Elliott, of course, one of University of Maryland, Dunbar High School's great basketball players, still coaching and working with young people, one of the great college basketball players of all time from Baltimore, in Baltimore, here working with young people in our community. And Chauncey Whitehead, who's always on this program, a fitness activist here in this community, is doing a lot of great work, are putting on this event, the Me and Pops event. And I love the way it's titled, Me and Pops Event Extols the Role of Dad, Grandpa, Uncle, and Male Mentor in a Young Man's Well-Being. And it's for young people and the significant man or men, a person in their lives to come. Yeah.
And like you said, we still have space, still can register. You can go to patience@rxumaryland.edu. I can spell that out for you. It's patience@rxumaryland.edu. Or you can call 410-706-0897 and leave a message. You can leave your information there to register. We'll be in contact with you, let you know, any number of questions you have answered. And also, this will be an opportunity for us to get your information so we can, again, register you. So now, once the event is over, when you do plan attending, we'll also be in contact with you, let you know what else is on the horizon.
So describe the day. I mean, literally, what are the people experience when they're in there?
Yeah, I could describe the day. When we get there, it starts again, like I said, at 8 o'clock, and hopefully people can get there on
8 o'clock in the morning.
8 o'clock a.m.
Right.
Yawn.
Yeah.
Get up. Get the blood flowing.
And it's going to be a nice day. The weather's going to be nice.
Weather's going to be nice.
That makes a huge difference.
Weather's going to be nice. We're going to have breakfast. Breakfast and lunch is catered there as well. I forgot to mention that by the Terra Cafe.
Say that one more time.
Oh, Terra
yes.
Cafe.
Terra Cafe on 25th Street.
Yeah.
The breakfast and lunch will be catered, will be free, so you'll have opportunity to get up and come have a breakfast.
Great.
We're going to have Chauncey's going to be there. We haven't get the directives down yet as far as exactly what we're going to be doing as far as the fitness piece, but we're going to be having you come to be energized. We're going to have you come be ready to listen. We're going to have speakers there as well. Rod Stokes, Crystal Berger, Pastor Lance is going to be speaking. The vision board, the vision experience is going to be there as well during the middle of the day. Just kind of break everybody up a little bit after we heard some speakers, heard some information, opportunity for the students to intermingle with each other, for the dads to bounce things off of each other as well. I myself am going to put together a little basketball clinic there, give you a couple drills that you can do at home, you can do with your dad, your father, your little brother, your little sister, whomever, that you can take home with you as well. I'm going to be sharing a little bit about where I'm from and my career, where I've been, and the reasons why I partnered with the program and wanted to, so to speak, start my giving back. And it'll be an interactive piece where we're also going to have opportunities for people there that if they want to ask questions or maybe even if they shy or don't want to ask questions, we'll have a space for you now to drop your questions in a box throughout the whole day. And those questions will be answered by our speakers, by our guests, and another opportunity for you to again, start that conversation, start that dialogue.
Chauncey, what do you want to add to that? I mean,
Mark,
go ahead.
You know me. When it comes to the young people in our community in general, I just love to be there. When it comes to young boys, young men have to be there. And this event that the University of Maryland School of Pharmacy Patience Program has partnered with Rodney and myself and the other partners, I'm just so happy to be a part, and it's going to be a great day, and I believe it'll be the first and the start of more events like this within the community, and also giving the young people an opportunity to, you know, come over there to the University of Maryland UREC Fitness Center and not feel intimidated by that atmosphere, too. I think that's a good step for them to first lay their foot on a university campus. So, you know, there's a lot of excitement that's going to be going on, and I'm just glad that Rodney and I are fellowshipping together.
It's funny you mentioned that, like I said, about the itinerary, but there's so many things that you learn unintentionally or that exposed to unintentionally. Basketball has afforded me the opportunity to travel the world and play ball in numerous countries, but if it wasn't for that, I would have never lived in Italy for 4 years or Istanbul, Turkey for a year or Paris, France for a year, 2 years. Some of these kids possibly may never have opportunity to – no, I take that back. Some of these kids may be their first opportunity to see things that are literally in their community.
That's right.
Opportunities, access to resources that are in their community. And we want to let them know that that's there just as much as every other thing you hear about Baltimore, about crime, about, you know, just all the so-called bad things. There are a lot of good things, a lot of positive things, a lot of motivating things there. And hopefully a lot of these kids will come out of here, even a lot of the fathers will come out of here either motivated, encouraged, refueled, re-energized in how to tackle everyday life, because even after me and Pops, life still is going to come. School, work, it's still coming. So hopefully they can pick up some tools, pick up some pieces that can, again, help them along the way.
So, folks, we want to really encourage you to come. This is going to be a great event, me and Pops event. Just read what it says. Me and Pops event that extols the role of dad, grandpa, uncle, or male mentor in a young man's well-being. It's part of the Patients Program at the University of Maryland School of Pharmacy that Chauncey Whitehead has been working with Dr. Daniel Mullins and getting all these things together. He's a really great guy to support the young men, young male children of Baltimore City and the influential men in their lives. And where you can get there and learn so much and have a great day and striving for excellence and, as they say, defining health, wellness, and success from a holistic approach starting at home. These two guys will be there. You heard Rodney Elliott, Sr., former University of Maryland basketball player, international basketball star, played at Dunbar where he was a standout, played in four consecutive NCAAs, Maryland's men's basketball player of the year, 1998. Really good guy.
Long time ago.
His son's now beating the baskets at UMBC.
Yeah, he is.
Junior. Yeah. Chauncey Whitehead, fitness trainer and activist, president of CDW Health Wellness. As we leave here, how do they get their tickets? How do they find out again?
Yes, register at thepatients@rxumaryland.edu or call or text the number 410-706-0897.
Rodney, good to meet you.
Thank you. Pleasure meeting you, too.
Josh, thanks for doing all this you do.
I love the community. Love what I do. Rodney and I got I have a lot of assists to give him.
I'm ready to shoot. I'm ready to shoot.
See y'all Saturday.
See you Saturday.
The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our senior producer is Mark Gunnery. Our producer is Imani Spence. Our engineer is Andre Melton. Our interns are Morgan Barber and Calvin Perry. Our theme music is by Juan Matthews of Clean Cuts. And send me your thoughts about today's program to talk@steinershow.org. To podcast The Mark Steiner Show and share it with your friends, visit us on the web at steinershow.org or listen to us via your favorite podcasting app. For your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA, 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.